Tourism is at the heart of the Port Aransas economy. But after Hurricane Harvey, the town was essentially shut down. That's right before the usually bustling Labor Day weekend. Since then, business owners have been scrambling to reopen before the season many depend on for their livelihood. Summer. This week, we're revisiting Port Aransas for our series, Rebuilding After Harvey. TPR's Joey Palacios takes us back to hear about how the island is getting back to business.
Angler's Court is a collection of brightly painted fishing cottages near the center of Port Aransas. Owner Flora Berger pops out of a pink one. She's cleaning up after a guest.
We had 4 checkouts, so all the rentals are back. So 4 checkouts, 2 check-ins, 2 tomorrow.
That's much different than last August, when Harvey destroyed one cottage and severely damaged 4 others. Flora's husband and co-owner is John Scott.
You know, it really seems like the hurricane was 5 years ago. You know, but we've been going at it straight. A couple weeks off we had, but it's done. You know, that's the whole thing is that, you know, Anglers is back.
Flora shows off a newly restored cottage. Everything had to be replaced. Furniture, decor, the walls, about $50,000 worth of repairs. She's marked the reach of Harvey's storm surge with permanent marker, a squiggly line of waves 22 inches from the ground. The first cottage was reopened right before Christmas.
And then one just after, this one that we're in now, we relisted in March, but we're at full capacity now. So it's a good thing.
How does that feel?
It feels great. It feels like we're not throwing out money anymore and nothing's coming in. So it's good to feel like we have a cushion again.
The Bergers live on site, but couch surfed and stayed with family during repairs.
We felt defeated a lot of days. Coming back, driving back and forth from Corpus, you know, living in a hotel and then in an RV.
She says they got back into their house before Thanksgiving.
We talk about it. It's like a bad dream that you remember really well, but now it's fading a little bit. But now hurricane season's back, and it's like, oh gosh, here we go again.
Hurricane season officially kicked off June 1st and coincides with tourist season. Over at the Port Aransas Chamber of Commerce, they're still operating out of a trailer. Jeffrey Hintz is the chamber CEO. He says after Harvey,
we were virtually 100% shut down as a destination.
The town has about 4,000 hotel rooms. 45 days after the storm made landfall, only 10 to 20% were operational.
What little was open was primarily used for housing, long-term housing.
He says Port A is ready for visitors. In fact, the city's livelihood is depending on it. Right now, about half of Port A's hotel rooms and short-term rentals are back up for rent. 75% of retail is open, and it's not hard to find a hot meal.
All the favorite restaurants, Moby Dick's. Castaways is not open yet. It should be open in about 2 or 3 weeks. That's a staple. Trout Street just opened. Shell's is back. I mean, I can go on and on.
Shell's didn't suffer much damage. In the weeks after the hurricane, it was offering free food to people on the island. When I visit around dinner time Memorial Day weekend, there's a 30 to 40 minute wait for a table.
Hi there. How are y'all tonight?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How many?
Noisy golf carts zoom down the busy street out front. Owner Heber Stone says it's been good since spring break.
Since then, the weekends have been steady. The weekdays have just died off completely. And I think after next week, we should be back into the full swing of summer.
His real problem? Finding workers. There aren't many places for people to live on the island at the moment. He says he only has about 10 employees right now.
And, you know, that's at least half of what we used to have.
Some commute from Corpus Christi. To help, he plans to buy a manufactured house for his employees.
And that's going to be the first thing I put in. Even before my house, we're putting in a 5-bedroom, 5-bathroom just to try to have somewhere for people to stay.
Stone says he plans to live in one of the bedrooms until his new house is finished. His was a total loss. This summer, he says his priorities are the people who cook the pasta and seafood in his kitchen, wait on tables, and the hungry beachgoers he's glad to have back. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.